Now, again, the Saturday list is for, of course, Mildura Regional Development. Start your journey with us at mildura.com.au. That's mildura.com.au. And when things open up a little bit, in fact, in regional Victoria, when you can get out and about a bit at the moment, Mildura is the spot. Mildura.com.au, magnificent. Pix, your list is inspired by...
Well, Melbourne people that have really embraced the D's in the grand final.
Inserted themselves a little bit.
They've
in the narrative.
Inserted themselves in some form, some way.
Right.
It's only Melbourne, because we put the Dogs in there too, but the Dogs were in there. They played in the grand final only 4 or 5 years ago, whenever it was. Right. At number 10, he works in this station, Paddy Garshagan. Yes. So it's a 10 list of 10. Paddy Garshagan. Now, yes, he's a Melbourne fan. Does he really need a 12-hour prep like he's a player? Like, he's meant to be on the show this morning from 8 till 9, the odds couple. No sign of him.
Morning off, yeah.
He's taken the day off. He's not on this afternoon. He's prepping like he's actually, he's probably drinking water at the moment. He's doing some stretching. He's having a massage later on. Oh, it's quite pathetic. Pimp number 10, Paddy Garshagan. Number 9, Russell Howcroft has really put himself front and centre.
Yes.
He's talking about taking a group of people around the tan when we win. That's always a concern.
Oh, no.
At number 8, Joe Gutnik. I haven't heard of Joe since, I reckon, for 15 years. And yep. He was on with someone during the week. I think he was on with the Pipe. Bob and Andy it was, yeah, sorry, Bob and Andy. At number 7, a real, yeah, I know you played cricket for Melbourne, Hodgie, but didn't realise you were that big a supporter, Brad Hodge.
Oh, Brad Hodge.
Yeah, Brad Hodge.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, Hodgie's everywhere. He's bobbed up. At number 6, now he's entitled to do it because he's a former champion of the club, but Brad Green, he's a go-to-er. You know,
he's become a go-to. He's Katie's partner in the news last night.
At number 6, geez, what a wet blanket he is. At number 6 is Greeny, Brad Green.
He's on the board.
Yeah, I know, but he can occasionally say no. At number 5 is Hamish Blake. I don't even know he barracked for Melbourne.
I don't think he knew too on the front bar. That was the most unconvincing I've seen him on the front bar.
Yeah, well, he's a red-hot Melbourne fan. He's been very funny on social media. He's been everywhere. He's on Waitley as well, Zoe's telling me. There you go. So he's everywhere, Hamish. At number 4 is Katie Price. Yep. Now, Katie, she's Channel 10 News. Her partner's Brad Green. But it's a step too far when you're interviewing your partner and you say, who are you watching the game with tomorrow? I mean, it's probably taken it a bit too far, I would have thought. Katie at number 4. Number 3, it's one of our own, Benny Lyon.
Yes.
Now, not only has he given us the flick over the last two weeks.
Alex producer, who's wonderful.
He's produced us for the last 3 years.
Yep.
He's had the day off. He's already sent me through the scarf and the can at 9:30 this morning. He actually produces Kane Corns' show on a Friday, which is Jared's spot, which is called The Captain's Run.
Yep.
Who was the last interview yesterday on The Captain's Run?
No, he was
himself.
Yes, back of house, Ben.
He interviewed himself.
No,
your role, Ben. Play your role. You're not going to be happy if James Harm starts lairising tonight. Play your role. You don't want him running down. You want him going and doing a job on someone inside mid. That's what your role is, inside mid.
Yep.
At number 2, it's hard to go past the half man. David Taggart.
Well, the Winning Post was outrageous.
You read out the headline in the Winning Post. He's done a whole segment on
himself. Do it for David D's. Do it for David D's. There's a whole story about his connection with the Melbourne Footy Club, a full pager in the Winning Post.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Yeah,
he said he was best mates with the Graham Yates in the story.
That's unbelievable, the insertion he's done.
He's games dropped, with Dr. Turf in the state.
Him and Doctor, yeah, him and the Doc.
Turn it up.
Yeah, flag for tags is their call sign this morning on the odds couple. And at number 1, a drum roll, thanks, Coxie.
No, this is undisputed.
At number 1, Coxie, don't forget the drum roll, is Mike Sheehan. Has become the number 1. Hatchie, how many years did he tell us he barracked for the game?
For 35 years as chief football reporter, he said he barracked for no one but football because he was independent.
He was independent.
And now he's become 2 minutes to turn into jopper.
Hatchie, now he's become a fence painter. He's painted his fence. Go D's. He's walking around town with a scarf. He's doing every interview you can get to.
He's done the rounds.
It's unbelievable.
He's walked around like...
He's walking around Albert Park like he owns a joint. I wouldn't be surprised if you took a photo of him now. He's got his face painted as well. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he's got his face painted.
He looks like he's going through a second youth. What happened to him? He loves it.
He's just become, he's got on the bandwagon. He's, oh, he's, Imagine how many people he would have annoyed this week ringing. Just ringing these Melbourne, the Melbourne legends, you know. It'd just be driving them all mad. Come on. Just for a chat about his team, the D's.
You can't dispute Mike Sheehan. So, he is
indisputable.
He is driving. Indisputable. In the cartoon for the grand final, he is driving the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.